What's good with it, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. It's time for another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And, you know, usually I would do an episode on Saturday, but this time I'm excited to switch it up a little bit because, you know, since today is Mama's Day and all that, we're going to switch it up a little bit. Not only am I going live on the podcast Instagram page, we also have a special guest come through on the live right quick. So with that being said, we're gonna wait for her to jump in right quick, and we're gonna get this thing rolling right quick. And I'm gonna let her introduce herself to y'all, you know, so she can go on and put her name out there. I just got to give it a few. And we ain't going to run the podcast that long today. I'm going to try to do most of my episodes a little bit shorter now. And I'm also try to, you know, go live on this page a little bit more. So that way you guys can also see kind of what we're doing. We can't do what we usually would do, you know, with all the quarantine that's happening. But y'all will still get to see a live show. So that's not too bad. I'm just gonna wait for her to pop in right quick. But overall, hope everybody is out there staying safe, following orders, because I'm telling you, we might have took this thing for a joke, some of us still might, but hey, it's getting a little serious, actually. There she is. Hold on, let's go and get in here. Let's get her in here. And let's see if she got to jump in here. Let's see. What's good with you? Hold on, I gotta get this Bluetooth off. Oh, just gotta have my damn Bluetooth on. All right, can you hear me now?
I've got really bad. I can hear you now. I can't hear you.
All right. Well,
put this on my hand.
So we'd like to go ahead and introduce yourself to the podcast world. Would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself to the podcast world?
So what do I say? I mean, like, do I need to give my name or like?
Yeah, you can give like your Instagram name and stuff right here. I don't use my personal name.
Okay, well, I mean, you don't use your name. Okay, I'm Georgia Beauty.
How you doing today, Miss Georgia?
I'm Miss Georgia. I'm good.
All right.
Time to rush and get out of here.
Yeah, we ain't gonna keep the episode too long today. But in the spirit of Mama's Day, I understand you're a mother yourself. So, what are your plans for today?
Well, trying to get ready to go to see my mom and see my girls, because they're both mamas. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's on her way back from Gatlinburg in Pigeon Forge, so.
Nice.
She spent that up there. And I'm like, you didn't invite me. You waited till like, you were already there before you invited me. I was like, what the hell? It's like 4 hours from me. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got you got you a whole day planned here. Well, I would do something for my mom today, but you know, still trying to be a little cautious of everything that's been going on. And you know, I'll still send her something today, but you know, I just want to reflect right quick on the mamas out there. For all the ass opens that I engaged in the past. Do you remember any beating you got from your mom when you was coming up?
Oh, I got my ass whooped all the time.
Same.
My biggest butt whipping was probably when I got some whippings, but it was only when I was younger, like little, because I wouldn't listen. But then when I was 12 years old, I got drunk behind the movie theater with my cousin. It was Christmas Eve night, and I got grounded for a year. So that was the most harsh like punishment I ever had. I got to go out one time with a friend, and it was kind of like a setup date where my brother had to go with us.
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah, I got beaten a lot too. Like again, mostly when I was younger. And the one I remember the most, this is one I'll never forget. I remember some of them, but this one I'll never forget. So I was like in second grade and I cheated on a spelling test. And like, I had one of those binders that's like see-through, so I just took the paper in there and tried not to get caught, but did. And my mom had this long ass switch, right? And it was green. So everybody that's from the South know green switches don't break easily. So she always told us, if something happened to that switch, we're going to find a bigger one. And I knew they already called her when I got home, but I was just hoping she would not be at the house when I got there. I was just hoping she wouldn't. Soon as I creaked through that door, I got called in that room immediately. And when I tell you I got my ass whooped that entire night, you know you got a bad ass whooping when your parent took breaks in between. She took breaks in between this. It was like almost every hour it felt like. That was a long afternoon. I'm so serious. It's like she took breaks, yo. It's like every hour I got called back in that room. I'm like, you ain't tired yet. My ass already hurts enough. But like, give your arm a break, at least. It's just, I understand what I did was wrong, but to this day, I know how to spell that word I couldn't spell very quickly now. Mm-hmm. And then, another one I remember. I learned to never throw a tantrum immediately after a beating, because that's double. I think I didn't clean my room when she told me to, and then after, of course, everybody knows when you're a kid, after you get your ass up, you're gonna get mad anyway. And then I tried to wait till she left the room, but didn't wait long enough, and got another one for throwing a tantrum. But overall, as I got older, her punishments became a little bit more harsh. Have you ever had to do like a motorcycle squat on a wall before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, while holding like a heavy item and trying not to drop it.
The harshest thing that like my mom would have, because like we had a friend of my mom's come move in with us, and she had two daughters, and she was military. Ooh. Like she was in the military, and she would make her daughter stand in the corner. Mm-hmm. Stand in the corner and with their hands above their head and their legs spread, and they'd have to stand there for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if they moved, she would wear their asses out with a switch. And I was like, ooh.
Whew.
That or make them do push-ups or sit-ups or like squat thrusts or just some kind of like workout. Mm. Like, they hated it. She was like, drop down and give me 20. And I'm like, no! She's like, drop down or I'm beating your ass. they didn't want to butt with him because they knew that it would hurt.
Yeah. You know what? If I had to choose, I'd take my chances with a woman. At least that gets over quicker. At least with a woman, it's over within at least a minute. But,
well, ass women don't last. I mean, like, it goes away.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting, like, grounded, mm-hmm. or if you're getting, like, something taken away from you, that lasts a lot, whole lot longer. But mm-hmm. kids nowadays are just, like, so spoiled and, like, they threaten the law. My nephew does the same thing. And I'm like, go ahead, call the law. Because it takes them like 45 minutes to get here, and we're like right here in town. 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm like, that gives me time to whip your ass and then tell them, please take me to jail.
Yeah, I mean.
I ain't worried about a damn law.
Exactly. I mean, what exactly is the law going to do for the parent disciplining their child? Exactly. And yeah, you're right though. Kids, this generation is spoiled bad. Because I know a couple people, myself, you know, my younger cousins, they didn't get nowhere near as a bad punishment we got when we was coming up. And then, like, it's like weird they get rewarded for doing bad shit, though. It's kind of weird. It's like, wait a minute. If I had tried this, I would have gotten something totally different. And then when you do it, you get a reward somehow. What just happened here? But, with all that's been going on, how have you been keeping yourself sane or occupied during this quarantine?
When I was up in New York from May until October, and my mom had a heart attack in September. So I ended up coming back, and I came back in October. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much, you know, was working at the school, so I was only working part-time. But, I mean, I feel like I've not been quarantined, really, because, hell, I've been sick at the house, like, on and off since October. So, it's not a big thing for me. If I go out to town, it's like two times a week, and I work from home anyway. Because I do health and wellness.
Nice.
So
how long have you been doing...
That's what it is.
How long have you been doing health and wellness?
Almost 3 years, next month.
Nice. What made you want to get into it?
Because I've been working on getting certified to be a trainer, a personal trainer, and a health coach. Nice. So I've actually lost 78 pounds since last January.
Hey, congratulations. But, do you think... If things do go back to normal, do you think it will be normal, though?
Nope.
Honestly, you would think, hell no, because people still being nasty. See, this is why I don't touch doorknobs no more, wherever I go at, because I'm tired of seeing people in the bathroom come out and not wash their hands. I'm like, y'all know what y'all just did. And y'all know what's happening right now. Y'all still not going to try to do better.
No.
And like, I've seen so many. And then you got people that's like, they have gloves on, but still be nasty with that. Like, you have their gloves on, but then they take them off and leave them in the shopping cart. I'm like, I've never seen somebody be cautiously nasty before. Like, what was the point?
Can I tell you something? Those people are fucking idiots. Excuse my mouth. They're idiots because, first of all, why are you going to wear gloves? Because the first thing you touch is, like, the door handle on your car, or you touch a buggy, or you touch something, and then you're cross-contaminating everything.
True. And you also
carry, like, a little fake hand sanitizer around with your ass. And, like, whenever you touch something, put it on your hands, rub your hands. Because I'm even like that when I go through a drive-thru, like over here at Taco Bell, or if I go over here to one of these restaurants, the thing is, like, they have gloves on, but they're touching everybody else's credit card, too.
Right. And they didn't change them gloves yet.
Nope. And I tell them girls, I'm like, look, you're touching, that's why I take cash with me, and I'll give the exact amount. But, like, here you go. Because if it's so bad that, you know, that they're making them wear gloves, I'm like, people that are making them wear gloves are stupid.
Right.
They should have them, like, a small bottle of, like, hand sanitizer right there at the window, so whenever they touch that card, they can sanitize their hands.
And speaking of gloves, I had one friend of mine just talking about an experience she had at Subway where, like, the girl that was making her sandwich, she didn't change her gloves. I'm like, come on, man. I thought that was like a typical Subway standard. You're supposed to change your gloves after everything you make. So that way you're not touching the exact same what you just did. How can you be cautiously nasty, though? Yo, how? Like, you're being cautious but not being smart. It don't make sense. And you got people who Like, they wipe the shopping carts off. Yeah, they do that, and they still leave the wipe inside the cart, too. I'm like, what was the point of doing that if you just... All right. Oh, man, people. I can't with people in stupidity. Then you got people who have gloves on and eating the food with the gloves. I'm like, what was the point of doing that exactly? Because you didn't really solve anything. You seen pictures of people like with the gloves on still eating their food for some reason at all? I don't know why, but I'm like, okay, you still not really doing anything. But I heard Atlanta got opened back up. From what I heard.
Huh?
So I heard Atlanta got opened back up. Supposedly. That's what I heard.
No, Georgia got opened.
Oh, Georgia.
Georgia opened back up.
Oh.
It's the first state that opened.
Nice. And did you go out there when it was open?
Well, no, I mean, I'm in North Georgia right now. I'm in the mountains.
Oh, mountains.
I'm where it's I'm in a rural area. So, like, where I'm at, it's like secluded.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my mom's other house. So, like, if I wanted to, I could stay here as long as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going back down for a while, because they had more cases down there than they do up here. I think there's like, in this little town, I think there's like 30 something, like 33 cases and one death. And then over in the other town where my mom lives, there was like 50 something cases or 70 something cases and no deaths. So. Because everybody's spaced out, that's why. Like, literally, my closest neighbor is like right down here. Like, she's not up on my ass. Like, she's not next door to me. I mean, she is next door, but she's like a good 1,000 yards from me.
Oh, okay.
Or probably more.
All
right,
it's not
like too she's funny. She's on a different lot than I am. I'm on 7 acres of land right here.
Right. I'm trying to think. I don't know if any other area where I am has opened fully back up yet. But I do know some people who still trying to have gatherings. And, like, one part where my grandma lives, she lives in, like, I ain't going to say the name of the county. But it's one county she lives in, and they have more cases of the COVID over there. I'm like, so why have a gathering at a high-risk area? And her house is small, so not many people can get in there. And, like... Like, all right, for one, y'all don't know if y'all safe to be around her. She doesn't know if she's safe enough to be around y'all. None of y'all know or have been tested to see if you have it, and then y'all gonna take that risk. I understand it's Mother's Day and you trying to, you know, do something for her, but cuz, you gotta be smart about it. You got to be smart about it. It's like people that's taking the extreme with the whole thing and not being smart. Or they try to be smart and not using their common sense.
They're not being precautious.
Yeah. It's like you're not being considerate of your safety or theirs. So, really, you're just adding insult to injury just by putting yourself out there. But yeah. People will do them. You can't really prevent them from being stupid. So, it's the people going to do them. They go and do them.
Yeah, you lost your mind. Now, what state are you in?
I'm in North Carolina.
You told me that already.
North Carolina. For all the other people who listen to the podcast, yes, I am in North Carolina. Where exactly at? Y'all gonna have to find that out yourselves. But
how old are you?
How old do you think I look?
We've already been through this. I can't remember because you have people I talk to a day. I mean, I don't talk to a lot of people, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's so many people that ask, how old are you? Because they'd be like, talking some kind of weird shit. And I'm like, I didn't want your picture. Don't be sending me your picture. That kind of picture anyway. If I want to see it, I'll ask for it.
When I tell you my age, you'll be very surprised because I don't match my age at all. I am 22.
God, you're still a baby. You're my child.
I'm 22. I'll be 23 in November.
Really? I have a daughter that is this month.
Mm, nice.
And then I have another daughter that is 23. And then I have my son's 19. And then my two nephews are 17 and 14. Mm. And I have two grandbabies right now and then one on the way.
Nice. So, you got a whole little tribe over there.
Yeah. Well, my oldest grandson, he shares the same birthday as my oldest daughter, but she is aunt and nephew. Mm-hmm. So he'll be 4, she'll be 25. Mm-hmm. And then I have a grandson that will be, what's today, is it the 10th?
Yeah.
Tomorrow he will be 6 months old. So.
Wow. It's interesting. Very interesting because I'm the youngest out of my bunch. And what's kind of funny is like I got two older brothers. One's my half brother, and one's my, we had the same mom, same dad. The one, the middle child, my birthday is before his, but he's older than me. It's kind of weird how that works. To me, I just find that always kind of weird. Like my birthday is before yours, but you're older than me. I always thought like you're older than me, but then people born in different months, so I can't really prevent that. And me and him are like almost 10, 11 years apart. Almost 10, 11 years apart. And like my half brother, him and my middle brother are almost 10 years apart. So it's like a 10 year difference for each of us. And what's kind of also interesting that my mom, my brother, the middle child, me, him, my mom and my dad, all our birthdays fall around holidays. Like my mom, her birthday is in October, mine's in November, my other brother's in December, and my dad's in January.
That's crazy. Halloween, Thanksgiving. And then all four of my brothers and myself, which one of my brothers passed away back in 99, but we all have birthdays in August. We're all born in August.
My half brother was born in August.
I have. Mine's
26. Yeah. Would you say this year is kind of flying by slow or fast right now? Even though we're already in May.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, and people think last year was better. Or some people think next year might be better. I kept tired of seeing memes like can we go back to 2019? Like 2019 wasn't much better, really. It wasn't as bad as it is now, but it wasn't much better. And then all depends on how the rest of the world operates. Will depend on the people have common sense and act right, which that won't happen. But we shall see, people with ignorance. And well, I don't want to hold you from your day because I know you got a lot planned for the rest of the time. But would you like to advertise your page on where people can follow you at?
Do I now?
So would you like to advertise your page so where people know where to follow you at?
It's Georgia Beauty 77. Do you mean put it on here?
I'll put it on there.
I mean, hang on a second. I got it. I got you. I'm already ahead of you. If it'll let me, I don't know if it will.
I think it will.
You know how you can tag it?
Yeah, I'll try to pin it.
There we go. Let's see if that works. No, that didn't.
Oh.
I mean, it did, but it didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to tag it. You would have to do it, probably.
Yeah, there it is. Pinned.
See, I don't know how to pin that shit.
But appreciate you, Miss Georgia Beauty, for coming out and being a part of the podcast today. Y'all feel free to follow me on my page as well, Another Black Comedian, and feel free to follow the podcast page, The Grilled Cheese Podcast, also on Instagram. Y'all know what it is, and we will catch y'all on the next one. And y'all just had y'all ourselves another serving of The Grilled Cheese Podcast.